Disorganization equals stress. Does this resemble you? Hi, this is Stephanie Callahan from Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Have you ever had one of those days or weeks where nothing goes as you originally planned? Well, if you have, you're not alone. Studies have shown that people waste as much as 4.3 hours per week searching for papers. In addition, the average North American will be interrupted 73 times a day at least. Since it takes about 20 to 30 minutes to transition into deep, critical, and creative thought, every interruption causes huge dips in productivity. After a worker is interrupted, it gets worse. Not only do they struggle to get into their creative zone, they lose productivity because they're repeating steps to retrace where they left off. Now, according to a study by Basics, and they're a New York research firm, that can be costing up to $588 billion a year alone. Office supply company Estelle Limited conducted a study that reported disorganization on the job makes people severely stressed. Add to that, 75 to 90% of all visits to physicians are stress-related, and we wonder why our healthcare costs are going up. Now, the survey also found that 3 out of 4 workers surveyed worldwide agreed with the following statement, quote, "I find myself becoming more stressed when everything is a mess and I can't find important documents when needed," unquote. Does that maybe resemble you? Maybe not. What do you think? 43% of the 504 Americans surveyed described themselves as disorganized. 21% admitted to missing crucial work deadlines. Nearly half of disorganization caused them to work late at least 2 to 3 times a week, thus taking into their personal time. Unfortunately, many U.S. workers don't prioritize getting organized. According to that study, 1% regarding filing as an important element to work. In fact, this may be at the root of so many workers facing what is called psychologically toxic conditions in the office. Not surprisingly, lack of organization has meant that nearly 1/5 or 21% have missed those deadlines. Now, according to a business psychologist by the name of Ross DeSimone, there are things in our work lives that we feel less comfortable and confident about. So we mask those insecurities by being busy in areas that we do feel comfortable, thus putting off things that maybe we should be doing. When people feel a time crunch, it can make them more brisk, which can frustrate coworkers, destroy teamwork, and generally make them not want to help out that other person when that person's in a jam. When people feel blue, they lose energy. When they lose energy, they do less. And then they're down on themselves, and it's a cycle that can repeat. Many people try to break the stream of stress by cleaning off their desk. Sometimes that, quote, cleaning is taking piles that were on top of the desk and throwing them into a drawer. The top of the workspace now looks good. Ultimately, that behavior only makes matters worse, though. It's postponing what is really needed to feel in control and stress-free, making a change in behavior. Organizing is about finding what you need when you need it. It's about living with a clear set of priorities that can make sense for you. If you or those you work with are exhibiting stress due to disorganization, take a step back and start looking at the causes of stress rather than the symptoms. Don't know where to start? Take caution in making numerous changes at once. The average person can only work on 3 major changes at once and still be successful. Getting organized isn't something that you just check off a list. It takes time and a change in habits. But when habits are changed and maintained, a feeling of release will happen and open more creative work, and the real business of business can begin. Have some ideas that you'd like to bounce around? Have something you've tried that works? I'd love to hear your comments. And if you'd like help and want to start making transformation in your life and in your business, contact me today. I'd be happy to set up a laser strategy session so we can figure out how to get started. This is Stephanie Callahan with Callahan Solutions. Productive and organized will help you find your way. Thanks so much for listening. I'm grateful for you. Have a great day, and to your success.